This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Welcome to Girls on Porn. I'm Rachel.
And I'm Laura.
And we love porn.
This is our porn review podcast.
We talk about what we love and we roast what we hate.
Helping you find hot, ethical, just plain better porn for your spank bank.
And we're looking at everything.
Today's topic is feet. Fucking feet.
This day was coming.
Yo.
It's been coming.
I'm excited.
We had a lot of people write into us to talk to us about feet. It's never been something I've ever searched for.
Yeah, same. I mean, it's a very common fetish.
It is.
But I think you are, you aren't.
Yeah.
In terms of this.
And we've talked about feet in other episodes just because like cheerleader, it comes up a lot. But we've never just focused on the foot.
We're focusing on the feet.
Yeah.
I learned so much.
Did you?
Yes.
I learned that too.
Yeah, I came with the research.
I learned that men are 55% more likely to watch feet videos compared to women.
Uh-huh.
It's most popular in the 18 to 24 age range.
Mm-hmm.
So it decreases in popularity and age. New Jersey is the state that searches for feet the most.
Interesting.
Followed by Rhode Island and Massachusetts.
Right next door.
Mm-hmm.
It's an eastern thing.
Foot job,
thing.
Foot worship, foot fetish, and lesbian feet are the most popular foot-related search terms.
Uh-huh.
Greek visitors are 144% more likely to view the feet category.
Hmm.
Yeah.
Okay.
Popular in Greece also.
Can I walk you through my journey of research?
Oh, please
just
do.
In terms of, like, I'm unpacking this in terms, like, in order of how I found things on the internet that were more and more helpful.
Okay.
The first thing I found is on Live Science.
Okay.
And I actually, I took issue with this article, but
uh-oh.
I'm going to share it first.
What happened?
The summary is, like, Sigmund Freud, we all know, claimed that people sexualize feet because they resemble penises, which I think is a really boring theory.
I think
Freud was penis-obsessed, and just because something's a phallus. Anyway, but no one else had put two and two together and realized that foot fetishes could possibly result from cross-wiring in the brain between the foot and genital parts.
Hmm.
So this person did a study, and this person did, like, research on phantom limbs. And
which is
nerve centers in the brain, meaning like when you've lost a limb
something.
And you feel the sensations of that missing limb.
Yes.
And there being like some sexual components to that in certain patients. And it's true that like the foot, like nerve centers, let me get better language around this because I actually found an answer to it.
Mm.
This answer to it that was helpful, because let me just say first what I didn't love about, sorry, here we are, proposing that it's like a brain cross-wiring, it just implies that it's a malfunction.
Right, right.
And I just like reacted negatively to
that.
I was like,
because
let's not fetish
shame.
Why can't
it just be like a positive thing? Yeah.
Yeah, and it makes it sound like there's something
feet.
Like broken in the brain.
Right.
Which just didn't hold
right.
to me. Especially considering I feel like foot fetishes like operate on a spectrum, you know,
it
and it's not like
it's also the most popular fetish.
It is yes, it is like statistically the most popular fetish.
Yeah,
between like among men and women.
Yeah.
And then so I found this other article.
Mm-hmm.
My obsession with feet can be traced back to a single teenage encounter, which is a Vice article. Again, a grabby title, and I actually think this article has some more comprehensive perspective than it just being like, I have this one memory and it's why I have a foot fetish.
Yeah.
But I just want to specifically address how it answers that cross-wiring idea.
Yeah.
What is more generalizable, and this is from Dr. Pitagora, Dulcinea Pitagora, a.k.a. the kink doctor. She's a New York-based psychotherapist.
Okay.
She says, what is more generalizable, she says, is the proximity of feet and genitalia on the brain homunculus, the sensory map of the brain. The homunculus shows the parts of the body with the most sensory receptors, feet being one of those body parts with a massive amount of sensory receptors. Feet just so happen to be mapped very close to genitalia on the brain, so it also makes sense that there would be relatively frequent associations.
Hmm.
Pitagora uses the example of people who enjoy foot massages would consider them a romantic activity but are not foot fetishists.
Yeah.
Feet, she says, have a lot of potential to make a person feel good.
Yeah.
So I liked that as a response to say that, like, the nerve centers are close and therefore have some similar behaviors slash there might be, like, associations there or, like, comparisons as opposed to it being, like, your brain's broken and you like feet.
See, it's interesting to think because it's, like, when I think about a foot fetish, I think it's about someone who likes to suck on feet. But, like, you can also have a foot fetish and, like, you'd like your feet sucked on.
Uh-huh. Yeah, your assumption or, like, predisposition around the term is admiration, the person admiring the foot.
Worshipping the foot.
Yeah, I agree that, like, I hear someone has a foot fetish.
Yeah.
And I assume they worship feet.
Right.
As opposed to they, like, have a fetish around
like
their
my
feet.
Foot. Yeah.
I think technically,
weird.
Like, it can be either.
Yeah.
And then this person in the Vice article goes on to talk about an early experience with, like, a childhood memory of, like, being, in, like, having crushes and, like, hanging out barefoot and running around with these, like, girls.
Oh,
this, like,
okay.
By the, like, I'm picturing a very, like, Call Me By Your Name scenario.
Oh, sure.
Of just, like, a summertime crush and nothing happening with any of these girls, but one of them having these, like, stinky sneakers that this dude, like, sniffed.
Interesting.
And it, like, awakened something.
Yeah.
I also read a different thing that was, like, a first-person experience from someone on Thought Catalog named James Crowley.
Okay.
Who said the movie The 40-Year-Old Virgin.
Oh.
When Elizabeth Banks sits in the bathtub masturbating with a shower head, her, like, foot on the, like, he would rewatch that scene and her foot on the edge of the tub, he realized was, like, a sort
what
of trigger.
Him. Huh. Interesting.
Yeah. But can we quickly talk about how that movie doesn't quite hold up, particularly because of that scene? It actually holds up better than you would think.
I haven't rewatched it in years.
A couple years ago.
I think I've watched it since it came out, yeah.
It just slut shames Elizabeth Banks.
Oh.
For, like, having a consenting partner over and then, like, getting in a tub and playing with a shower head.
Oh.
And they're like, this bitch is crazy. I can't handle this. And I was like, what?
What?
Like, that's actually pretty tame.
That's just like a sexual
She's
encounter.
She's doing the work for you.
Yeah. Bullshit.
Yeah. Anyway.
I've got some interesting stuff about the history with foot fetishes.
Oh, into it.
So some researchers have hypothesized that foot fetishism was a response to, like, epidemics. So in one study, they found, like, the increased interest in feet as sexual objects was observed during the great gonorrhea epidemic of 12th century Europe and the syphilis epidemics in 16th and 19th centuries in Europe.
Wait, is that because people had to stop fucking?
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
So they used feet.
So like, foot play specifically.
Yeah, was, like, became the second thing. Yeah.
Interesting.
I know, because they couldn't touch their genitals.
Life finds a way.
I know. Kind of cool, right? And then I also found this article that was like, Refinery 29, 5 ways to indulge your foot fetish.
Oh.
And I was like, yeah, I'll read this slideshow.
Yeah.
So they said, send a request foot pics, which I've never done. But recently I posted a video on my Instagram of my legs in a bathtub, and I had a lot of people responding about my feet.
Interesting.
Gotta say. A foot massage, which I love a foot rub. I think I get one at least once a week.
You get a foot rub once a week?
Yeah, because I work Because
you're on
standing.
Your feet. Yeah, but when I bartended, I just never did that. I should have.
But I'm 30.
Right.
I'm old.
I quit bartending when I was 28?
Yeah.
So. Yeah.
Good for you.
You can quit any time, girl.
These dogs are barking.
I leapt before that net. Well, I didn't. I leapt, and then I... work some shit out and helped put that net in place and then officially quit. But yeah.
I'm really hoping this podcast is my net.
Yeah.
All right. Try foot kissing, which I've definitely had my toes sucked and I've definitely, like, kissed the feet of, like, a person that I loved. But I've never, like, wanted to, like, lick or suck on toes. I like having my toes sucked.
I would.
It's nice.
I'd do it.
Yeah. I mean, I've definitely, like,
Have I sucked toes
of a man?
I've never But any like major foot play. I've had like one or two people maybe like do some light foot stuff. Which like if we, you know, if you like, I feel like in both cases it was like not a fetish. It was like we were fresh out of the shower. There was like, no risk involved for that partner like consuming whatever made its way to my feet off the street. these summer New York summers.
Oh, God. And we all know you're walking around open-toed shoes, you know?
Yeah.
Foot worship, i.e. like a human footrest, which is nice.
Oh, yeah.
And then give a foot job.
Yeah.
You know? I've never given a foot job.
I haven't given a foot job.
And I've never had someone's foot in my vagina.
Same.
I don't think I'd want it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, I think the reason I wouldn't want it is like a foot is not as dexterous as a hand. And
I barely want a hand. I'm like, get out of here. My vibrator's on my nightstand.
Oh, I want a hand.
I'm just kidding.
I def want a hand. But but getting lucky with a dexterous hand.
Oh, sure.
A talented hand.
It's very true.
Is rare to come by.
Right.
Without some like
if you can
very
blow me away with your toes, I'm not going to rule it out.
Yeah.
You know?
If you have some crazy toe talent, I'm open to it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So yeah, that's Refinery29's hot take.
Okay.
Do you want to know the term that I have for you?
I do.
Podophilia.
Podophilia.
Yeah. P-O-D. As in
podiatrist.
Yeah. Foot. The pronounced sexual interest in feet. Ah. It's the most common form of sexual fetishism.
Most common.
Mm-hmm.
Cool.
I know. Pod. But I also like that because like podophilia and like podcast.
Yeah.
We're on a podcast right now.
I want to hear more from foot fetishists. Just the range of why and how.
Yeah.
Because I even just like glancing through foot fetish porn.
Mm-hmm.
There's definitely like my inclination to be like, what? Like, I think I even guessed on the show once. I was like, I wonder if foot fetish has anything to do with like the dirtiness of it.
The stinky,
the taboo,
like, socks.
The substance of it. Like, is it the like rank, like the rancor? What fucking Shakespearean name just jumped into my or like word just jumped into my brain? But like, is it the like stench of it? Is it that like, is that the part of it, the like
dirt of it,
actual dirt and like pungency, like is that part of what makes a fetish for some people? Or is it like the body part itself?
Yeah.
And is for others, is it like actually preferred cleanliness and like a kind of pristine foot? Because a lot of like porn feet I saw just like looking for the showdown were like pretty cute, clean feet, you know?
Yeah.
Like a lot of the popular hits, I was like, these are dainty girl feet. So is it about the part and also like cleanliness and like a certain preserved, like pedicured look?
I was recently talking about this because I saw Once Upon a Time in Hollywood and there's a lot of foot stuff in there because obviously it's a Tarantino movie and he's very, you know, into feet.
I didn't know
that. If you're very familiar. Oh, huge into feet.
Interesting.
I actually found this article online about how this one girl had a one night stand with Quentin Tarantino and he was like, can I suck your toes while I jerk off?
Awesome.
So you watch any of his movies, there's
nicely asked.
Yeah.
That's all.
Oh, yeah,
that's all you need to do. There's a
bunch of foot stuff in Once Upon a Time in Hollywood. And I was like, you know, I feel like he has this, there's like a correlation between like the foot of a woman and like also like a woman's like vulnerability. You know, like seeing the barefoot of a woman and like therefore you're like seeing into her.
Something intimate.
Yeah, it feels intimate. Yeah.
That makes sense to me.
Yeah, which is like usually I feel like what he's doing and, you know. You know, it's also like a barefoot woman is like, you know, carefree and like therefore exotic and interesting.
And inviting.
Yeah.
Interesting.
So maybe some of that has something to do with it, but that was just my own little
We should also say theory. Out loud. Like, it's, I think it's a misconception that it's, like, just a male fetish.
Oh, yeah.
Like, one of the more interesting, I mean, you mentioned, like, 55 to 45 or something, but that's actually not as terribly steep.
Yeah, 55%.
Contrast, especially like for, like, on
a little bit more than
porn.
Half.
Yeah. And one of the articles I found specifically noted that, like, anecdotally, there's not a strong significance for either of the genders, if we're talking binarily.
All the genders, yeah.
Yeah. Because I do think it's,
good
like, point. Stereotyped as, like, dudes
as, like,
worshiping.
Yeah.
But it's
true. Yeah, there's a lot of lesbian foot fetish stuff out there. Mm-hmm. Huge.
Yeah.
It's like the third, like you look at
what you don't see a lot of is a lot of male feet. But again, we're looking at like mainstream porn.
Who wants them?
Well, we're
I'm just kidding.
This isn't your fetish,
sorry.
Rachel. You can't say.
I've seen a man's foot on the fucking sidewalk. They're wearing open-toed shoes.
Love
they're
a hairy
flip-flops,
foot.
And I'm like, get home. Go home and put on a sneaker, you psychopath. I don't want to see your untrimmed toenails.
Rachel, I think this counts as fetish shaming.
Oh, you're right.
Okay, we don't do it here.
I'm sorry. I'm not fetish shaming. I just have had, I've been scarred by it.
Just use your Manscaped razor.
I've just been scarred by some gnarly, mainly it comes from an early age. Here we go. My papa had some scary old Italian man.
Nails.
Talons.
The toenails. That can
talons
be scary.
Talons that like clack, clack,
were
clacked.
Were they like the infected, like the off color? Yeah.
Yes. That
I know what
clacked,
you mean.
Yeah,
so your
tile.
Formative feet experience was negative.
Yeah, and therefore
and others
I
might
never want to see a man's
a more
toe.
Helpful, formative, you know, positive experience in childhood. I also want to say, this was boiled down from one of the other articles, but I feel like it's important to note, especially like mentioning a memory, is that the articles did seem to agree, at least the ones I like bought into, that Life Science one I was skeptical of. That it's a nature versus nurture thing.
Oh.
That, like, it's various... Oh, fuck. I wonder if I can... Yes. That same doctor from the Vice article I read mentioned, like, a predisposition for atypical sexualities. That, like, some people inherently have that.
Interesting.
And that if you are predisposed towards, like, atypical or, like, let's call them deviant, like, sexual behavior... this innate potential for atypical sexualities and fetishes may or may not be expressed. Whether or not it's expressed depends on external stimuli and psychosexual reactions to life experience. So the idea being that you might be genetically predisposed to be, like, more inclined to atypical sexual stuff. And that, like, the nurture moment or, like, whatever the, in, like, psychosexual, as she puts it, experience that could, like, awaken that.
Huh.
Which I thought was really interesting. That, like, some of us are on, like, a simmer for foot fetishes when we come out the womb, and then we might have it, like, ignited.
Mm-hmm.
And
if
others
you're lucky.
Might, may not be.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Let's do the showdown.
Let's do the showdown. Brozzers, alt-teen Bonnie Rotten gets her mouth, feet, and pussy pounded.
Wow.
Guess what, Brozzers? You can't pound a foot.
Yeah.
Like, everything's got to be pounded on Brozzers, but, like...
Yeah.
Her feet are pounded?
Yeah. I mean, like,
like
by
if you're
who,
trying to pound
pedicurist?
Your feet, you're either, like, jamming your own dick.
Yeah.
Or you're just squeezing your dick between two feet.
But you're not pounding feet.
You're not pounding feet.
Unless it's with your fist and you're working
and that's
out
a different
some,
porn.
Yeah, it's a different porn. And you're working out some aggression.
Yep. Next we have KFG French toenails polish with black tips.
Whoa.
Perfect.
Black tips.
Yes. This is a fancy pedicure. Also, what does KFG stand for?
Kentucky Fried Genitals.
You had that ready.
I did. I don't know. It's just my first thing.
I was like, kinky French girl? Like, I genuinely didn't know what KFG stood for.
Kinky French girl.
And
I like that.
Yeah. But Kentucky Fried Genitals. Sounds delicious.
Mm.
As long as no one gets hurt in the process. I'm hungry, I think. I want fried chicken.
Sounds good.
My friend brung a friend.
Brung
double
a friend.
Soul job cum shot.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Double soul job. What does that mean? So it's just like...
Dicks jammed together, feet jammed together.
Two dicks
it's like,
together.
It's adjacent, like, feet and dicks.
So there's two penises?
It is a logistical challenge. To my friend brung a friend.
And
no,
both of us
sorry.
Put her...
One penis? Now I'm forgetting. I'm lying. I'm just making shit up.
It's just two foot
like
jobs
it's
next
penises.
To each other. There's a row of girls sitting cross-legged. Not cross-legged. They're in butterfly.
Yes. No, I think there's two girls. I think there's two sets of feet and one dick.
And one dick.
If I remember correctly.
Oh, wow. So we've got 4 feet.
Yeah.
On one penis.
Yeah.
What a lucky penis that is.
Logistically challenged.
20 toes?
Like, I feel like there's a world where that's great, or there's a world where, like, nothing is creating enough of a friction or a sensation or a repetition to make anything happen.
Yeah.
I would think that would be very hard to do with 4 feet.
I think so, too.
Like, a three-legged race is hard.
Four-legged.
How are you going to do
a four-legged foot job?
Excuse me, soul job, according to... this. Shoe job under table.
Mm, so the shoes are on.
Wow. And they're like spike heels. Oh. I was scared.
Yikes.
But I bet that's a thing.
Mm,
you
bet.
Know, like adjacent to torture because like, the next one I have is in that realm.
Okay, give it to me.
Rapture crushes out the cum.
Ooh.
This is a ball crushing video.
Ooh.
Which we will do as its own topic.
Ball crusher.
I had to look away. And as we should know by now, it takes a lot to get me to avert my eyes. But
stepping
I just
balls.
Like went to click through and it was like
a lot
high
of
heels stepping on balls to the point where they looked like they were going to pop.
So a lot of like some of my other research was the people searching for foot fetish porn are also likely to search for like femdom, ball busting, cuckold, bondage in the same viewing session.
Interesting. I could see that being a key part of the Venn diagram.
Yeah. Of that.
Of this fetish
particular person.
Community.
Yeah.
Yeah, that one was hard for me to.
Yeah.
And I don't
crushes
even have balls.
Out the cum.
Yeah. And I don't know if there actually like was cum.
Yeah.
Or I mean, if there was like
can
a
you,
milking.
Yeah. I mean, yeah.
I mean, if you can milk.
But
if you can milk
like
cum out of
stab or not stabbing, standing on some balls. Anyway, I just don't understand I don't understand the.
It was fascinating and horrifying, and somebody's thing. And can you pop a ball by stepping on it?
I don't know.
Because
let's find out.
It looked like this video was ready to find out, and I did not want to know the answer.
Do you want more?
Feel like going to the gym? You seem like socks, foot girl.
Oh, you seem like socks.
Feel like going the gym? You seem like socks, foot girl. No punctuation, just words in a row.
Like, help us out here. Help us out. Lead us through the sentence, guy.
Yeah, just a little
person.
Guidance. A comma anywhere would
anywhere.
Make more sense of
a
this.
A dash?
A question mark?
Yeah.
Feel like going to the gym?
Yeah.
You seem like socks, foot girl. It really falls apart in the end. We start to get a handle on something, and then it's just out to sea.
Yeah.
Would love to see more of this.
That's just the title.
Was the title. Cat eyes. So it's, would love to see more of this, and then like the carrot up, you know?
Oh, yeah.
And then a little flat dash, and then a carrot up, which maybe is
cutesy.
Arrows, or it's like,
cute.
Cat, little pussy.
Yeah.
But it's just the title of it. It's, would love to see more of this. And
what
it's just
is
foot
it?
Stuff.
It's just
feet.
Foot stuff. Okay.
Would love right. That's just someone supporting
just
the
someone,
community.
Yeah, yeah.
Hey, here for feet. Would love to see more feet.
Just throw it out there. I don't
just
know.
Just put
crazy
out more
idea.
Feet. Last one. Maybe you shouldn't have saved this for last. It's not that climactic.
Okay.
But honey stinky feet.
Honey stinky feet.
Again, no punctuation. So is it honey? Stinky feet?
Yeah.
Is it like, honey, stinky feet?
Honey,
stinky feet. Or is it like, honey, stinky?
Yeah.
Like, that's a flavor.
Honey.
Ooh,
it's
these are honey stinky feet.
It stinks like honey.
Listen, connoisseurs of the foot world.
Yeah.
We're curious to know.
Is honey a stench?
What gets your palate going, you know? Is
sweet
honey a, like, flavor of the week?
Yeah, maybe.
Is it one in a series?
Mmm, delish.
Yeah. Should we take a break?
Yeah, let's take a quick little break. I gotta wash my feet.
This HeadGum Podcast is brought to you by Auraframes.
That is right.
From grandmothers to new mothers, aunts, even the friends of your life, every mom loves an Auraframe.
Holy shit, even aunts?
Yes, especially aunts.
Oh, well.
Because it was named the best digital photo frame by Wirecutter and selected as one of Oprah's favorite things. I mean, these Auraframes are guaranteed to bring joy to moms of all ages.
I believe it.
You have an Auraframe, don't you?
Yes, I actually more than believe it. I know it. I've got one for my mom, my mother-in-law, my grandmother-in-law.
And dare I say, your aunt?
And dare you say, my aunt and my aunt-in-law. Everyone's got one. Everyone loves them.
I mean, Mother's Day is right around the corner, and there's no better gift than a digital photo frame. You give them the frame. It's got preloaded pictures in there. And you know what? You can update it with an app. So every time you take a new picture of a sweet little person or place or thing in your life, it gets automatically sent to that frame.
Exactly.
And right now, Aura has a great deal for Mother's Day. Listeners can save on the perfect gift by visiting AuraFrames.com to get $30 off plus free shipping on their best-selling frame. Holy smokes.
Excellent deal.
Yeah, that's AuraFrames.com. You use the code HEADGUM at checkout to save.
HEADGUM. Nice.
Yes. HeadGum. It's easy to set up. It's loved by everybody, including Oprah, including your aunt. Mm-hmm. So do check them out. That's AuraFrames.com. Use code HeadGum at checkout to save.
Damn right.
And terms and conditions apply, of course.
Of course.
Thanks again to Aura.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
And we're back! Talk about more foot stuff.
Let's talk about foot stuff.
All right. First video we're going to talk about, do you find my feet suckable?
Hell yeah.
This is from X Confessions, directed by Erica Lust, featuring mm-hmm. Armana Miller and Maximilian Gambero.
Mm-hmm.
We're really excited to talk about this because this is one of Laura's favorite porns.
It's one of my favorite porns! Okay, I can't say that it's like one of my favorite porns. Like, I haven't returned to it over and over, but this was one of the gateway drugs into X Confessions.
Ah!
Like, this is one of the first things of Erica Lust's that I watched.
Yeah.
And I completely forgot there were feet involved.
Yeah.
I thought it was just good old library porn.
Yeah, yeah.
Basic conceit is there's a fucking sexy ass
this
dude.
This man
He's
is
so pretty.
So hot.
Sitting in the library, sketching some feet.
Sketching some feet.
And
sitting across from an
some
uggo.
Poor featured extra who's like deliberately cast to be unattractive. He's not interested in her.
And then she moves.
She moves and we see the back of Amarna Miller.
Yeah.
And very sexy back.
Yeah, she's beautiful.
She's gorgeous.
Yeah. There's some tension.
There's some
flirting.
Amarna Miller comes over and picks a book up off of a stack of books near him and like looks at it and puts it back and then looks at him, which is
with some
which
fuck
is
me
clear
eyes.
Fuck me signaling because who goes to a library and just like finds a book
and is like, huh, maybe this
on top of a stack of books
maybe
and is
this.
Like, this is what I need.
Yeah.
That's not how libraries work.
Nope.
So either this is poor direction or this is Amarna very clearly being like, hi, I'm here to fuck.
Yeah. So then he goes over, sits down. And we get the great line.
Do you find my feet suckable?
And he just goes, yes.
Yeah. I didn't need the dialogue.
Me neither.
Yeah.
That's my one thing. One thorn.
I would just clean cut. Just cut the dialogue.
Yeah. Because
just have her go over
sort of,
and sit down because she sort of pretends to be working and then she
we get
sees
some
his
great
drawing.
Building of tension.
It would have been enough.
It, yeah. 100%.
Had she gone, sat down, sees his drawing of feet.
Yeah.
And then just drops her pencil because that's what she does after she says, do you find my feet suckable?
Yeah.
Then he goes under the table, sucks her feet, plays with them.
Mm-hmm.
Then he goes down on her.
Yes. I love it when he's like cussing her feet and then he just like reaches up his hand like up to her pussy. I was like, holy fuck.
Yeah.
I'm here
correct
for this.
Correct move.
Yeah.
And then they fuck on a library table.
Yes.
It's fucking hot.
It's super hot. He sucks on her toes.
Mm-hmm.
There's a lot of, you know, different positions.
There aren't a lot of different positions. I was actually thinking about, like, I wanted more.
Really?
Like, he never, like, it's them figuring, it's a, the majority of it is them figuring out how for him to fuck her.
Yeah.
Like, standing up or on top of her while she's on her back on the table.
Yeah.
Which does eventually get, like, hotter and hotter and very passionate and has some, like, hot, frantic table fucking moments.
Oh,
and that's what
when she's
I was like,
laying
oh, I'm
down,
here to stay.
Holding, like, above her head, the edge of the desk while he's pounding into her.
Yes,
I was like, oh my god.
Yes, love it.
So hot.
But, like, he could have, like, doggy styled her, like, bent her over the table. Like, there was a lack of creativity in terms of positions for me.
Yeah. Well, I felt like
but
we
it was,
see
like, believable in terms of, like, we're just making this fucking happen.
And we want to keep her feet, like, as prominent in this.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
I love how much clit stimulation there is. There's a lot of like her touching her own clit.
Uh-huh.
And there's a lot of her touching her own clit and then him also fingering her, which I was like, yes.
Yeah.
That is happening.
Yeah.
That happens in sex.
Yeah.
I want to see this more in porn.
Yeah.
You know?
Mm-hmm.
Two hand job.
Mm-hmm.
I want to see it.
Yeah.
And then she jerks him off a little bit. Love seeing that. They both are just, it's a very passionate
Yeah.
scene.
It has the, like, frantic It has the urgency of,
yes,
of, like, what I like about library sex is the notion of, like, we have to do this.
Yeah.
And we should say that it finishes mm-hmm. with it being, like, a fantasy.
Right.
Like, we go back to, like, cut and, like, we're back at the table.
Yeah.
And the dude's, like, sort of snaps out of it. But then the, like, awesome little wink where I was like, this is what every porn should do.
Yeah.
It's, like, just very light story. You don't need much story. Just set up. That ends with her, like, looking back at it.
Still looking back, yeah.
So it implies, like, but they're gonna fuck.
They're gonna fuck.
Maybe not in the library while
right now.
Poor featured extra is still sitting at the next table, yeah. But they're gonna make time. They're gonna find the time.
This was such a hot video.
Yeah, it's fucking hot.
It turned me on so much.
Yeah.
I just loved, she came in a very believable way. Like, mm-hmm. she was, like, rubbing herself while she was on her back and he was fucking her really hard. Like, I love any type of, like hard pounding towards a climax.
With the clit stuff happening.
Yes.
That is how I come if I'm going to come, honestly.
Exactly. And, like,
that or just me touching myself.
Her feet were kind of, like, cramping. So I was like, I believe that.
Yep.
You know?
Yeah. I believe it,
I also loved, like, there was a couple times where he, like, licked his hands. I
yeah, they both that. Did that.
Yeah,
yeah,
licked their hands.
Yeah.
Before, like, touching the other person. Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Super sexy. And she comes on him, like, while they're fucking.
Mm-hmm.
And we don't get a cum shot from him.
Yeah, we don't need it.
We don't need it.
I don't need it.
I loved that.
Yeah.
So sexy.
Yeah.
Ugh. And the end.
Should he have come on her feet? Is that a classic foot
fetish
thing?
That's a great question. That's a great question. I don't know.
It begs the logistical question of, like, how do you clean up foot jizz
in the
library? You know, like, are we going to complete that story? Uh-huh. Are we not?
Right.
I don't need to see it, but I do wonder if fetishists.
If that's what they're
looking for.
Because
that is a big, huge thing. It's like feet.
Coming on feet.
Come on.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I wonder. Maybe that's just, like, on the spectrum of foot fetishes. Like, I don't, you know?
Yeah. I mean, I would guess, like, in terms of the spectrum of foot fetish stuff, this is light.
Yeah.
You know, like,
right.
Actually,
yeah,
Erica West has another one called Dirty Feet. That's what it's called, right?
Yes.
That's, like, much more, like, grimy and, like.
Yeah.
They're
doing more foot stuff. But
raunchy in that sense.
Yeah.
And this one feels like a pretty friendly, like,
intro.
Yeah, intro to foot stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah, because even, like, during the sex, like you said, like, her feet were featured and they found ways to, like,
him
she, like, walks
them.
Her feet back up his chest,
his
like,
chest,
after they fuck. But there wasn't as much incorporation of her feet as there could have been.
Yeah,
you know, he kind of dipped
very
in
true.
And out, you
very
know?
Very true.
But
all
fucking hot.
Hot.
Yeah.
Hot ass vid. Should we move on?
Yeah. Next we have
my boyfriend's fat dick stepson has a foot fetish.
From Love Her Feet.
Mm-hmm.
Or in the title, Love Her Feet, my boyfriend's fat dick stepson has a foot fetish.
Yeah, but it is from loveherfeet.com.
Yes, which came up a ton in my, like, this is a very, like, mainstream foot fetish channel.
Featuring Kyle Mason and Vicky Chase.
Mm-hmm.
I picked this because the first second that we open, we get some, it feels like loveherfeet.com has, like, some sort of, like, relationship with, like,
a weird sound,
like,
effect company.
Like background
rights
music.
To, like, weird background music.
Hoopla. You know what I mean?
So you pointed this out. I was like, this seems, like, sort of run-of-the-mill initially.
Yeah.
And then you pointed out this, like, background music. And I listened even closer. So at first you're like, is he playing a video game?
Because
it's and it kind of sounds that, like, echoey, like,
it sounds like a fake
FIFA, like, match,
like a fake video
intro,
or fake
music. We're, like, announcing our dudes.
Yeah.
But then it goes into full on, like, old timey radio stuff.
Because she changes the channel. Yeah.
Is that what happens?
I was like, who chose that?
There's just, like, really strange sound on this.
Yeah. And then we get, like, a passage of time, 3 days later.
2 days later.
Which, like, why do... No, we get that later.
Oh, we get...
we get two passages later, and then two days later.
Oh,
we get
God.
Three passages of time.
They have to point out that we're building tension.
Yeah.
Because this is theoretically her boyfriend's...
Son?
Stepson?
Yeah, her boyfriend's stepson.
I'm confused.
Like, why do we even need...
Why do we need
I guess they needed a reason for them both to be at home.
Too much story.
At the same home.
Yes. But, like, it's okay, but a little taboo that they're fucking.
And then we get the weirdest... I mean, first of all, this guy is a terrible actor.
So much face.
Oh, my God.
I was like, this man is incapable of just looking at something like he wants it.
Yeah.
Like, you could hold out an ice cream cone and be like, just look at it, like, ooh, I'm going to eat
this.
And then
he's like, raising his eyebrows and, like, going, like,
eight different faces in an order. And I was like,
wow.
Don't make me think
Zoinks.
You've never gotten laid, because that's the face you make when you just, like, see an attractive woman, let alone, like, her
he's
tasty
pulling
feet.
Out all the faces he's ever practiced in front of a mirror.
Yeah. He sees her feet and he has a small aneurysm and moves forward.
She's outside and he like opens up the, or like he like pushes the blinds to the side to like look at her like through the window.
Yeah.
And then he's like, oh, she's outside. And then he goes up the stairs to like her room. But then he like looks over his corner or like looks over his shoulder. And I was like, there are blinds. Like you just push them aside to look at her.
Yeah.
She's not going to see you through the blinds walking
strong,
up the stairs.
Not strong continuity.
Yeah. Yeah. And then the stairs, and he literally, like, almost, like, jumps with excitement.
Yeah. Her shoes lined up.
And then he, like, sits, like...
And then he plays My Little Ponies with her shoes.
Yes, yes. And she catches him, but she doesn't say anything.
She just sees it, and then she backs out, because she's like, aha, I'll use this to finally ensnare him into sex. That's been my motive all along.
Exactly. And then we get another passage of time, but for some reason, this time, we don't get a day. It doesn't tell us exactly how many days, but twice before it did.
Okay.
And then she's like, your stepdad isn't coming tonight. Like, we're supposed to watch a movie. Like, will you watch a movie with me? And he's like, oh, yeah, sure. And then we get some hilarious background music of, like, a Transformers movie.
Who knows?
I don't know. And then
that's
just
generous.
Touches his dick.
Yeah. Doesn't she first, like, do some stuff with her feet?
Oh, maybe.
She does some, like... stuff around, like, don't you, like, I know about you, and don't
you like
this?
My feet?
Like, my feet?
Want to touch them?
Want to touch them? And then she just goes for his dick.
Yeah. And then we get some insane foot kissing and massaging. Uh-huh. At one point, he, like, puts his fingers between her toes, like he's holding hands with her foot.
He really was like, I don't know what I'm doing.
Yeah, I was like, this guy doesn't have a foot fetish.
But I am making it work.
This guy
doesn't have a foot fetish because it wasn't, like, pleasurable or like any kind of worship. He just was like, let me do everything. It was like if you watch someone like, if like blowjobs were a fetish, like the first movie, like, let me just like honk the tip of it,
like it was,
and then
the
like
weirdest...
tug on it twice and then give it an old twist. Like he was like, let me do the weirdest, most
He's
creative shit to your
this.
feet.
He puts his he touches her feet to his cheeks, like squishes his face. It's the weirdest thing I've ever seen. Like, I was like, who does this?
Yeah.
Not a foot fetish person.
I
mean, I'm assuming.
It was
I don't
a little
know, maybe.
Over the... You know, Rachel, I think these choices here...
Yeah, you know, he went with bold
choices.
As
we have learned throughout the rest of the film, are a bit over the top.
Yes, it's true.
He really went for
it. He went for it, and I should applaud him for that, and I will.
No.
Okay.
Too much.
At one point, he tries to get her whole foot in his mouth.
Uh-huh.
I was like...
Yeah, he's like, this is what you do. Like, very, like, honking, like, fucking load
BJ. There was nothing
BJ
really
style.
Sensual
he's like, I
about
can get this whole foot in there. I'll show you.
There wasn't
really
anything sensual. And then he goes down on her, and like, but it's kind of happening like in the background, like while her foot is in the foreground of the frame.
Uh-huh.
And then, you know, we get some interesting position where she's on her back.
Yeah.
She's on her back giving him a blowjob while her feet are wrapped around the front of him and he's sucking on her feet while she's sucking his dick.
Yeah.
And I was like, that's a crazy position.
Yeah.
Then, you know, we get some regular old sex.
Uh-huh.
And then...
just good old-fashioned P and the V.
We get a foot job.
And then we get a foot job, which is like butterfly style.
Yeah. And she's holding his penis between her feet.
And sucking it off.
And sucking it off.
Or just like sort of popping it in and out of her mouth. And
yeah.
While holding it.
Her little toes are gripping for dear life.
Oh, boy, yeah.
Like she's gonna fly off at any second.
She's holding on to that dick.
Ay, ay, ay.
Yeah.
The foot job was insane looking, I have to say.
Yeah.
She's quite flexible, but
she's flexible. I mean, all across the board with this, I'm like, hey, bold choices.
Yeah, yeah.
Swinging wide.
Right.
Doing your best.
At one point when he's fucking her and she's on her back, her legs reach up and she, like, pinches his nipples with her toes.
Sure.
I was like, wow, okay.
Sure. Getting
right.
creative, you know? Doing everything.
Yeah.
Is that what a person with a foot fetish wants to see? I don't know because I don't
really
have one, but I do. I'm willing to bet a lot of money that this is a bit over the top.
I'm gonna assume,
it didn't feel authentic to me.
Yeah,
it didn't feel motivated.
No, not at all.
And I hope that there's better content out there,
right,
for the foot fetishist.
Yeah,
more believable,
maybe
more engaged.
And he pulls off and he jerks off on her feet.
Mm-hmm. And then it cuts to, like, you can watch more. Like,
before
we get the actual cum shot, it's
right.
like, want to see the whole thing?
Yeah.
And I'm like, no, I'm cool to check out here.
Yeah.
I don't need the cum shot.
Actually don't. But thanks.
Yeah.
Oof. But I mean, you know, if you do.
Fuck it.
You do.
Live your life.
Are wow.
Either of these going in your spank bank?
I am going to be honest. I jerked off to Do You Find My Feet Soccer Ball.
Yo, me too, girl.
I jerked off to it.
I jilled off to it. And then the next day was like, oh, I got to make notes.
Yeah, I got to rewatch
it. Back of my mind, I got to just make sure I write down what happened.
Right.
Because
it was so hot.
It was like visiting an old friend.
Oh, it was so hot. Yeah. And then loveherfeet.com. I'm going to skip out on. Yeah, I'm going to skip out on. But I mean,
that you liked that.
No, it was absurd. It was absurd.
I thought you'd notice it was like a pretty nice house.
Oh, yeah. I mean, there was a nice house.
Suburbia goes.
Yeah. I was like, okay, wow, they've got money.
European villa.
Yeah. But I was like, it's not really like my style of architecture, but like, you know,
but
they've got money.
Well appointed.
Right, sure.
And she certainly had nice shoes, so boyfriend's gotta...
Right, he's rich.
Have some money. He's presumably older if he's got a stepson that's her age.
That age, yeah. I know.
And you like that, Rachel?
I do like that. Thank you.
I don't know why I'm trying to make you like Love Her Feet.
It's not. It's just not for me. But I'm not like a foot person. But I mean, I do like watching like feet getting sucked, just like not the whole time. I certainly don't. I really hate watching someone try to grab the foot and hold the toes like they're holding hands. That I don't think I could have. I've never hated anything more.
Unless you're giving me a pedicure and you're going to keep your hands there.
Yeah,
just
but
like
even
that
then, I would be like, get your fingers out of the webbing of my toes. What are you doing, you weirdo?
Yeah.
Can I tell you something funny that happened to me the other day when I was getting a pedicure?
Absolutely.
I was like really enjoying my pedicure. I love a pedicure. I love a foot rub. Maybe I do have a foot thing.
I think you have a foot thing. It's just about receiving.
Yeah. Exactly. So I'm getting my pedicure and I'm like zoning out, having a great time. I've got my little massage chair on. And all of a sudden, the woman just slaps me on the shin. And I jolted. I was like, and she goes, oh, there's a mosquito.
Oh, God.
It was the funniest thing that's ever happened. I was like, this is the craziest thing that's ever happened to me during a pedicure.
That's really funny.
She felt really bad. She was like, it just wasn't like an instinctual reaction. I was like, no, it's fine. It just scared me.
Just woke you up.
Yeah.
Don't relax too much.
I know.
The world's ending.
Oh, seriously.
Oh, boy.
Oh, so, yeah. Do you find my feet suckable? Well, definitely.
Yeah.
Loverfeet.com.
In the spank bank?
No.
Loverfeet.com. This particular offering, no.
Yeah. Well, guys, thank you so much for listening. If you have a foot thing, let us know. Tell us something that we don't know about.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, do you want to come on feet? Maybe that's required.
Do you like stinky? Do you like pungent? Do you
like
fresh?
Why?
Do you like pedicured?
We'd love to know why.
Yeah, we always like
to
learn
more.
Yeah. And we'll probably circle back to the search term we are starting to circle back to terms.
Absolutely.
As we build our knowledge and our canon.
Yes. And our spank bank.
Don't forget to rate, review, subscribe. Mm. In the meantime, you can find us on Twitter at GOP the podcast. And yes, please do rate us on Apple. It helps us out a great deal.
It really does.
Our numbers and such. And we love your messages.
Yes. Thank you guys so much for listening. This has been Girls on Porn, the only GOP that's actually good for everybody, feet included.
Good for feet?
Yeah.
Like it's good. The feet are sentient now?
Yeah. It's good for your feet.
They feed your people.
That was a HeadGum Podcast.